Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with ICOM's, band voltage. You know, they got the 110 that they send. You know, whatever band you're on, it's 1.5 volts, and the next band is 2 volts, the next band is 2.5 volts, and all that. So it's an easy way to, you could build a decoder. I didn't realize that the amplifier just passed through. I assumed, assumed like you, that the amplifier would look at it in some way. I do recall that when I interfaced the old ICOM 781 to the PW1, that it interfaced immediately. You know, it was immediately talking to it, following bands, you know, set the ALC, no problem. And when I hooked my 7700 up to it, I had difficulty. I had to go through the process a few times, and I don't remember if I had to, do a reset on the amplifier so it forgot that it was, that there was a radio interface for Radio 1, and then start the programming thing over again. And I recall reading somewhere else that someone had rewritten the interface instructions, that they basically said that what's in the PW1 manual is awful, and really this is the right way to do it, and they left a step out, or they made an assumption about something, and if you follow the manual instructions to the T, it may or may not work, but if you add his other step in, it will always work. And I could probably find it again if I tried. I might have it in the folder with all the documentation for the account.
Oh, yeah, I'd be interested in that. Yeah, please, when you get a chance. I would appreciate that. Well, I'm where I'm going here. If I can find a parking spot. So, catch you later. Be safe out there. KPV, KPR.
You too. Yeah, there's no snow down here now, so I'm just getting off at 10 Mile Road and almost where I need to be also. So, all right. I'll, if I think about it later over the weekend, I'll look for that info. Take care. KPR, KAPB.